Welcome here to Talk TV. Today, we'll talk about 20 phrases for traveling, focusing mainly on directions. Where is this place? Where are you going? Where do you have to go? If you don't know where something is, the best restaurant. All of these things, directions, which are ultimately the most important thing when traveling and how to get around. Today we'll look at 20 super expensive examples. Let's see, therefore, and very importantly, the examples. Pause the video if necessary and repeat them when necessary. Above all, we'll focus on pronunciation, fluency, saying it fluently, and also intonation. Something very important that we often leave aside, but which is easier than it seems and gives us very real English. So if you want to get around the world, you're about to travel or whatever, this is your video. Get ready because we're going to look at these 20 phrases, and we're going to start with the first one, which is this one. Excuse me, how can I get to the train station? How would we say it in English? Excuse me, sorry. How can I get? Get is to arrive. Well, let's see, I'll put it here for you. Excuse me. How can I get to the train station? Excuse me is excuse me. Sorry, you can say sorry. Hello. How can I get? How can I get? To the train station. How is how? Be careful, don't say how, how. Can I get? How can I get? Can. The verb can is not can, it's can e. How can I get? How can I get? How can I get? Get is to obtain, to get and also to arrive at a place. Get. How can I get to the train? I pronounce train. Train station. Station station. How can I get to the train station? How can I get to the train station? With intonation, excuse me, how can I get the train station? How can I get to the train station? The good thing is that this structure can be used for any other place. How can I get to the city hall? How can I get to the Eiffel Tower? How can I get to the Empire State Building? How can I get to the Empire State Building? If you are in New York, then it is completely applicable to any place you want to look for. How can I get to? How can I get to the nearest hospital? How can I get to the nearest hospital? Nearest hospital. Therefore, excuse me, how can I get to the train station? Practice it, as I said, watch the video if you want and practice. Take the second street on the left. What would that be like? Take the second street on the left. Take is to get, to take. Take the second street. The second street. Be careful not to say street, street. Second, second is not second either. Street on the left. To say on the left, if he went to the right, on the right. Take the second straight on the left. Said with more noise. Take the second straight on the left. And with a and with correct intonation. Take the second straight on the left. This would be more for understanding if someone tells you, because if you see yourself lost, well, this is an indication. Take the second street on the left. The same would apply to any other example. Take the third avenue. Take the third avenue. Take the next street on the right. Take the following street to the right. Did it. Take the second street on the left. Take the second street on the left. Important that on the left to say to the left and that take which is to take. Take a taxi, take a train, take the second street. Take the second street. Where is the nearest bus stop? Where, it is important that you pronounce it correctly. Where is the nearest? Nearest. Near is near. Nearest is the closest, nearest. Nearer would be closer than in the superactive. The nearest. Bus. Bus stop would be the bus station. Stop. It's a stop. Bus stop. Where is the nearest bus stop? Where is the bus stop? The newest, and this applies to everything. Where is the nearest restaurant? Where is the newest restaurant? Where is the nearest gas station? Well, whatever, a gas station. Well, here it would be where is the nearest bus stop? Bus stop, okay. Turn left at the next corner. Turn, how does it work? Turn left, at the next corner. Turn left at the next corner. Practice it and remember that you can apply this later to any other situation. Turn left is turn left. How would turn right be? Turn right. Turn left is to the left. Turn right is to the right, the opposite. Therefore, turn left. Turn left the next corner. At the second corner, pay attention. To say at the next corner, at the next corner. On the next corner. On the next. Or the next, sorry, the next corner. Turn left at the next corner. At the corner. At the next corner. Be careful with the pronunciation of corner. It's not corner, it's corner. 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 It's between the gas station and the hotel. How do you say that? It's between the gas station and the hotel. Whatever, a bank, a restaurant, a store. That's between. Between means between the gas station. The gas station and the hotel. How important it is that we stick with between, which is between the dots between the gas station, between the gas station. Gas station and the hotel. How do I say hotel, hotel? It's between the gas station and the hotel. It's between the gas station and the hotel. It can be applied to everything. Where is the store? Between the main street and the city hall. It's between the main street and the city hall, in between the two of them. Pronunciation is important. Between gas station. Don't say gas station and hotel. Gas station and hotel. Can you show me on the map? How would that be? Can you show me on the map? Can you show it to me on the map? Can you show it to me as a television viewer? Show. Can you show it to me? Can you show it to me? Can you show it to me? On the map. On the map. Map would always be on the map. On the map. Can you show it to me on the map? Imagine. The monument is near here. I can't find it. Show me on the map. Can you show me on the map? Can you show me? Show it to me. It's to show. Can you show it to me on the map? On the map. How do you say it? Map, map. To show, show, show me on the map, show it to me on the map. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show to you. I'll show it to you, of course. Show me. How far is it from here? 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 The monument is near here. How far is it from here? How far is it from here? We want to visit the museum. We want to visit the museum. How far is it from here? How far is it from here? How far is it from here? Should we take a taxi? We should take a taxi. Can we walk? We can walk. How far is it said from here? How far is it? How far? Far is it? How far is it? That. How far is it from here? From here. How far is it from here? How far is it from here? How far is it from here? How far is that from here? Here is here. Intonation. How far is from here? You have to go back to the park. Direction. You are in the wrong direction. You have to go back to the park. You have to go back to the park and take the second street on that direction. That direction is the way you to go back to the park. You have to go back. Go back is to go. Go back is to return. To the park. You to go back to the park. It's simple. You have to go back to the park. You have to go to the park. Back to the park. You have to go back to the park. I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? Excuse me. Well, here I am. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? Excuse me. It's, excuse me. I'm looking for. Look for is looking for. I'm looking for a good restaurant. I'm looking for you looking for. You're looking for a hotel. I'm looking for a store. I'm looking for a supermarket. I'm looking for a bus station. I'm looking for a theater, a theater. Whatever. I'm looking for the police station. I'm looking for the police station. I'm looking for a good restaurant. I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? This second part. Can you help me? It was good for everything. For sorry. Can you help me? Could you help me? Sorry. Can you help me? Completely lost. Sorry. Well, here it would be, excuse me, for me I say kid, which could also be said, but the phrase is can. Excuse me. And like the four aristo advanced it above all, apart from the phrase, well, you can use the loose parts for everything too. I'm looking for a good restaurant. I'm looking for my hotel. I'm looking for my hotel. Can you help me? In this neighborhood, can you help me? McDonald's. I'm looking for McDonald's. Can you help me? Can you help me? Use doctor a doctor. Can you help me? It would be like that. Okay, all for all. Pronunciation is very important, huh? Excuse me, I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? It would be very different if it were, excuse me, I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? Quote, no, excuse me, I'm looking for a good restaurant. Can you help me? That's right. It's in front of the supermarket. It's in front of the supermarket. It's in front of means in front of. I don't know exactly in front because in front would be opposite, but well, similar to in front of, it's in front of the supermarket. In front of, it's in front of the, in front of, how do I pronounce it? In front of, it's in front of the supermarket. Market. It's in front of the supermarket. It's in front of the supermarket. 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 It's in front of the store. In front of your hotel, in front of the station, whatever. Okay. How long does it take to walk there? Wow. Be tricky. This is a bit confusing. How long does it take? How long does it take to walk there? To say how long it takes in time, how long does it take? How much time? To say how long is how long. You can say how much time. Yes, but it would be a bit strange. How long does it take? How long does it take to walk there? 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 How long does it take? How long does it take? To ask about time, start by using how long. Sometimes you can use, as I said before, how much time, but it's not common. That's used to say how much time we have left, how much time do we have left, but it's not common. The usual thing is how long does it take? How long does it take to walk there? To walk there. How long does it take to drive there? And also to say, it costs 5 hours, it takes 5 hours. It doesn't cost 5 hours. It doesn't take 5 hours. 5 hours. It costs 5 hours. Does it take 5 hours? It takes 5 hours to walk there. It costs 5 hours to walk there. Yeah, we're going to walk there. Fixed as we learn here. How long? To ask about time. This question is structured in an advanced way, okay? It's a little bit complicated. How long does it take? Keep in mind, above all, It takes and it refers to time and, walking. To walk there. To walk there. That is to say, to go there walking, you say to walk there. You can say to go there on food. To say there walking, to go there walking, but the normal way is to walk there. I'm not sure, but I think it's in that direction. How would it be? I'm not sure. I'm going to see the pronunciation of sir is sir. I'm not sure, but I think it's think, but I think not. It way is an important word that is part of the way form, its path, route, the direction. That way, one way or another. Well, that's one way or another. That way, over there, this way, over here. Way is then path, the direction form, in this case, direction. I'm not sure, but I think it's that way. In that direction. I think it's that way. Notice how I say bar thing. I don't say I think, it's bear. Bear, think. Bear. I.e., think. It's not think. It's not it, it's it. It's et with e. That way, that way. It's not that way, that way. I'm not sure, but I think it's that way. I'm not sure, but I think it's that way. It would be like this, okay. Way, very important. Which way is it? Which way is it? Are you sure it's that way? Are you sure it's this way? It's not that way. He was wrong. No, it's not around here. He was wrong. I think it's that way. There's a subway station nearby. This structure is important. It's there. It's there. It's there. Is there a subway station? Subway. What place do you say? The subway. Subway near here. Near here. Subway. Subway station. A subway station near here. Near here. Near here. Near. Circa here. Here. Subway. Subway station near here. This structure is super important for traveling. There is a restaurant near here. Here. There is a theater near here. Theater near here, a hotel near here. Hotel near here, a hospital here. There is a police station near here. Police station near. In other words, is there is there near here. There is one near here to ask anything that is near here. Very important, what is the best way to get to the airport? Which is. Which, remember that we use it when we have several options already on the table. Which is the best way, the best way, the best path to the airport. Here we see ghetto again, as in getting, well, to get to a place, the way to get to the airport. Which is the best way to get to the airport? Which is the best way to get to the airport to get to the airport? Which is the best way to get to the airport? I pronounce airport with A. It's not airport, it's air. Air, there is no remainder of either A or I airport. 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 No airport. No airport. Which is the best way to get to the airport? Which is it? You could also say, what is the best way to get to the airport? That would be perfect too, but it's a way of expressing it, that learning this structure is very, very, very usable, that can be used at any time. What is the best way to get to AA Times Square? Which is the best way to get to Times Square? I don't know, to the Empire State, to the Empire State. Which is the best way? Which would be the same in this case, because we put which goes down to street and you'll find it. What would it be like? Go down to street. Go down the street. Go down. Go up is to go up. Go down is to go down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down the street. this street street. And you will find it. And you will find it contracted. And you find it. Go down the street and you find it. Go down this street and you find it. Go down this street and you'll find it. Go down is to go down. Go down this street. Be careful street. It's street. Go down the street and you find it. And you'll find it. Where can I take a taxi? Where? This word is important, as I said before. Where? Can I take? Take is to take a taxi. Taxi is pronounced because in Spanish. Where can I take a taxi? Where can I take a taxi? Excuse me. Where can I take the ferry? Excuse me. Where can I take the I know the train? Where can I take the plane to New York? Where can I take a plane? Where can I take? Where can I take a taxi? Where can I take a taxi? Excuse me. Where can I take a taxi? Where? Can I take and whatever? In this case, taxi could tell me how to get to the main square. How would this be? Could. Be careful, it's not can. Could is a way of saying, well, to be able to, but in the conditional, could. In this case, it sounds more formal. Could you tell me? Could you tell me how to get? How to get there? I mean, how to get to the main square. Main is main, square is plaza. Could you tell me how to get to the main square? Could you tell me how to get to the main square? Excuse me, could you tell me? Could you tell me how to get? How to get? How to get? Arrive. Well, get to the main square. Square is plaza. Something also plaza. Imposed like that. Main square, the main square. Could you tell me? It's, could you tell me? It's a more formal way of asking. You can ask directly, how to get main square, sorry. How to get, how do we get? How do I get to the main square? How did you get to the main square? This more formal way. Could you tell me how to get main square? Could you tell me where the newest station is? Could you tell me where the nearest station is? Could you tell me where this restaurant is? For example, okay. It's too far from here. How would that be? It's simple. It's too far from here. It's too far. Too is too much. Far is far, far far away, far, far from here, too far from here. It's too far from here, too far from your hotel. It's too far from your hotel, too far from Madrid. It's too far. It's whatever. It's too far, from here. From is from too far from here. The H that isn't here, here far from here. I'm on the right track to get to the museum. How would this be? It's from the right way. Is this or this the right way? The right way, right. The right part is correct. Right way. The right way to get there. To the museum. You see how we use that get a lot to get there. Right is correct. Incorrect would be wrong. It's from the wrong way, no. It's from the right way. The correct way, both way and path. It's the right way to get to the museum. Be careful with this word. Museum, museum. The museum to the museum is this the right way. This is this the correct way. The right way to get record, get to a place, get to the museum. To get to the museum, turn right after the traffic light. Turn right. How did we say it was? Turn right. Turn right. Turn right after the traffic light. After the traffic light. After. After the traffic light. Traffic light is a traffic light. Street light would be street light. Traffic light would be traffic light. Turn right after the traffic light. After is not only after something in a time sense, but also physically after something. Turn right. Turn right after the traffic. Applicable to everything. Turn left, turn left. After the station, after the bridge, whatever, totally applicable. Turn right after the traffic line. Repeat it rhythmically so that it sticks in your mind. And well, we have reached the end of these 20 sentences. I hope you like them and that they have helped you learn English. If you like the way we teach English and want to take the step to change your English and change your life with us, then you can access YouTalk2 Plus, the best rated platform for learning English on the online market. If you want to know what it consists of and also how we do it, examples from our class and more, then you have a completely free presentation with Fran and me by clicking on the link below in the video description and in the first comment. So that's it, guys. Thank you so much. See you next time here.